You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Māori Party have announced their latest candidate for this year's election in Rahui Papa. The chairman of Waikato Tainui's Te Arataura body will be standing against Hauraki Waikato electorate incumbent Labour's Nanaia Mahuta. The candidacy was coupled with an endorsement from King Tuheitia himself, who also called for Mahuta, his cousin, to stand aside. Earlier today, I spoke with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox to talk about this latest development and the Māori Party's position on superannuation. I began by asking her whether we could expect to see the King's endorsement of every Māori Party candidate.
This is a particular area, Hauraki Waikato. Rahui Papa has been the chair and worked closely with the Kingitanga. So he, being endorsed by the King, sort of comes naturally. It was a position that we were looking for somebody who could be well known there in Waikato, also someone who's proven to work with the people, someone who's proven to give and dedicated service to not just the Kingitanga movement but to the people from Hauraki Waikato. So I think his endorsement from the King sort of comes naturally there. I'm not expecting that we'd have the King's endorsement for every candidate as they're announced in the coming months.
All right, an endorsement, I guess, is one thing, but I mean, King Tuheitia also said some fairly extreme things about Nanaia Mahuta, among them that she has no mana.
You know what, I've worked with Nanaia Mahuta in the Māori Fair Select Committee. I've found her to be the most valuable Māori MP in the Māori Affairs Select Committee. Her knowledge is incredible. She's been a tireless worker for the people of Waikato, Hauraki Waikato, and she knows her stuff around treaty settlements and the law and the Te Rere Whenua law very well. And so I valued her contributions in the Māori Affairs Select Committee. I don't enjoy or like to see anybody being attacked, either verbally or any means. I do think those comments were a little bit out of context. So my understanding of the comments, and I wasn't there, but in the conversations that we've had since, is that the Kingitanga are annoyed at Labour. Labour have treated Nanaia with disdain and disrespect, and his reference to mana was that in the Labour Party, when she's demoted, that they show that they don't give her any mana.
Right, and it very much is a Labour Māori Party conflict here. I mean, on the other side, you have Andrew Little calling the King's endorsement an abuse of his office. I mean,
this is the Kingitanga. Let's be clear here. The Kingitanga are not the Māori Party, and the Māori Party are not the Kingitanga. That they choose their words, that's up to them to endorse a candidate that they support who comes from the Kingitanga movement. But the Māori Party, you would not have seen any attack like that, or, less than complimentary words coming out of the Māori Party.
No, but nonetheless, it relates directly to the Māori Party, and it subsequently reflects on the Māori Party. I mean, I imagine if you didn't want to be associated with these comments, then you would have to step in, right?
Well, I did on the day. So I tweeted and I didn't do a press release, but I made some comments on the day talking about how wonderful I thought Nanaia had worked. And so I'm not going to, the Kingitanga movement can say whatever they want to say, but those attacks that are coming from Andrew Little on the Māori Party were not brought about by us.
And we see Honi Harawira, at least at Auckland University debate last week, also engaging in these sorts of arguments. And, you know, his partnership is arguably more closely aligned with the Māori Party.
Well, I mean, this is the thing about MMP politics that you have to remember, is yep. I sit alongside the national government. And so everything they do reflects poorly on us. Everything we do reflects on them. But we are independent, and we reserve our right to have a difference of opinion and to state that as we need to and to vote against them when we need to. We've decided with Hone Harawira to work in a relationship where we don't scrap with each other, that we have a common enemy, and it's not each other, it's poverty, it's homelessness and a range of other things. So what we actually need to do is concentrate on the things that we have in similar, that are similar, the policies that we agree on, and work on those things where we agree to work together. I do that around the House with a number of different parties, depending on what the policy and the proposed legislation is.
I've talked with Te Uruno about this earlier in the year, but in light of this recent endorsement, I'm wondering how you view the place of the kingitanga in the political sphere. There's been a lot of discussion about this and whether it's, you know, it's right for the kingitanga to get involved with politics. I'm wondering what your view on that is.
Well, the kingitanga is a political movement. It was born out of a political movement. It was born out of a statement to say that we can match you on our own ground. We'll establish our own king. Now, kings all over the world were established by people who chose someone to represent their voice. That's how they got kicked off in every royal lineage around the world. So here in New Zealand, this was a form of protest to say, well, if the greatest political power that England at the time had was their queen or their king, then we'll establish our own king, and we did.
All right. Now, moving to superannuation, which we didn't get a chance to discuss last week, but is a big issue in politics right now. As far as the Māori Party is concerned, you'd like to see what Nationals come up with have a bit more accommodation for those groups with lower life expectancy.
I think that there should be flexible arrangements for people who may either have lower life expectancy or just for people in general who've come to the end of a hard labouring working life and would like to take their retirement earlier, say from 60, and those who want to stay on working for a lot longer may take their retirement later and at 70 possibly, but at a higher rate. Now, this is Peter Dunn's idea, and I think it warrants being fleshed out and being discussed. I think that this universal superannuation, people say, oh, well, that means it's fair for everybody. Well, actually, it's not fair for everybody, but not everybody gets to benefit from it in the same way. If the retirement age now is 65, and your life expectancy is well into the 80s, but I think that the figures are adjusted now, so I found out, but the retirement age for Māori men in pockets around the country, or the life expectancy for Māori men in pockets around the country, is far lower than the average. And so remember, the average means that you have some who live a lot longer and some who live a lot younger, and so there are pockets around the country where life expectancy is hideously low. We need to just ensure that if we're going to have a universal payment, that it is equally applied, and if it is applied to someone who gets to live for 20 years on it, or someone who gets to live for 5 years on it, that's not an equitable outcome, or others who don't even make it to retirement age.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.